From Spark and Anvil and LinguaQuest, this is Lex and Nuke in Chapter 1 of the LinguaQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the quietest wing of the Great Language Hall, away from the busy branching tree, two friends kept a smaller and more tender kind of collection, not of grammar or sounds, but of treasures. Lex kept a cabinet of tiny bottles, each holding one perfect, untranslatable word.
And Nook kept a warm lantern-lit corner for the languages that only a few people, somewhere, still spoke, held carefully, with great respect, always crediting the communities who kept them alive.
"People think every language just says the same things in different sounds," said Lex, dusting a bottle. "But that's not true at all. Some languages have bottled a feeling that yours has no word for."
"Look," Lex went first, opening the cabinet of tiny bottled words, "because the first wonder is that some languages have captured feelings yours has never named."
"Here's one," said Lex, lifting a bottle. "There's a language with a single word for the specific golden light that slants through trees late in the afternoon. One word. A whole feeling you've had. You know exactly the light I mean, but you've never had a word for it, so it slipped past you unnamed your whole life." Lex lifted another. "And here, one word for the warm, cozy contentment of being inside with people you love while it storms outside. And here, a word for the feeling of missing a place or a time you can never go back to." The visitor's eyes widened, recognizing every feeling and none of the words. "That's the marvel of an untranslatable word," said Lex gently. "It's proof that a language isn't just a different set of labels for the same things. It's a different way of noticing the world. Each language has looked at life and decided some particular feeling was worth bottling into a single word. And every one of those words is a tiny gift. It hands you back a feeling you'd had, but never quite held. And now, because someone somewhere named it, you can." Then Nook led the visitor into the warm lantern-lit corner, where the most precious and fragile treasures were kept, and spoke more softly here.
"These," said Nook, "are the endangered ones, languages spoken now by only a few hundred people, a few dozen sometimes, sometimes only a handful of elders, keeping it alive with such love and care." Nook gestured with deep respect, always naming that these were held by their communities, not curiosities to collect, but living treasures belonging to the people who kept them. "And here's why this corner matters so much. Remember Lex's bottled words, the feelings and ways of seeing that live in one language and no other? Every one of these small languages holds its own bottle cabinet. Unique words, unique ways of understanding the land, the seasons, family, the sky, ways of seeing that exist nowhere else on Earth." Nook's voice was warm and grave at once. "So when a community works to keep its language alive, teaching the children, telling the stories, holding the words, they're not just saving sounds. They're keeping a whole irreplaceable way of seeing the world from vanishing. That's why the people doing that work deserve such deep respect. They're guardians of something the whole world would be poorer without." The visitor stood a long, quiet moment between the two, Lex's cabinet of one-of-a-kind words and Nook's lantern-lit corner of one-of-a-kind languages, understanding now that they were really the same treasure at two sizes.
"Good words," said Nook.
"Good keeping," said Lex.
"There is a tender, widening feeling that comes from this corner of language. The understanding that every tongue, from the largest to the smallest, holds ways of seeing the world that live nowhere else, bottled into words and grammar and story. It makes each language feel less like a hurdle and more like a treasure chest. and it fills you with quiet respect for the people who keep the rare ones alive. A word for a feeling you'd never named. A language held with love by the few who still speak it. These are among the most precious things people make. And to notice their worth and honor the communities who guard them is to understand something true and beautiful about being human. That there are as many ways to see the world as there are languages to say it in. And every single one is worth protecting.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lex and Nook. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.